Nels Johnson, candidate for school board seat B, has a doctorate in physical therapy and works at Providence, Alaska Medical Center. Johnson says his interest in the school board stems from his history with education. He has a bachelor's degree in teaching, in physical education and mathematics. The seat B candidate has worked with public school students in New Zealand and Australia, as well as rehabilitation work in a Tanzanian hospital. Another motivation for seeking a school board seat arose from his work with at-risk students in Juneau. Johnson says most told him school was essentially meaningless.
One thing that I really want to focus on is bringing technology and vocational educational opportunities to the high school students, and even in middle school somewhat, start guiding people into directions that might interest them so school is meaningful to them.
Combating the dropout rate ranks high on Johnson's priorities. Johnson's second key goal involves staffing.
I feel like education is an investment, and I really want to focus on keeping highly qualified teachers in the Anchorage School District. I'm just attracting them here, and then once we get them here, keeping them here.
Johnson says it's not just low pay that can cause teachers to leave. Other factors, like overcrowded classrooms or lack of discipline support, also promote teacher exodus. He also says it's important to remember a lot of good things are taking place in the Anchorage School District.
I'm actually really impressed with the district. There's a lot of really hardworking, really highly qualified teachers in the district right now. I am seeing opportunities for vocational education. I'm seeing technology being integrated into the classroom. I'd like to see more of it, though.
Nels Johnson, candidate for Anchorage School Board Seat B. Seat G incumbent Crystal Kennedy of Eagle River is unopposed in her bid for a third term. Kennedy spoke to KSKA via her cell phone while in Juneau. She was one member of a school district contingent speaking to legislators about educational needs. Kennedy described what she wanted to focus upon during her final allowable 3 years on the school board.
Academic achievement, and that's always been what it's pretty much been about for me. And obviously that means a lot of different things, but I think accountability is really important. So I want to really help make sure that our kids are reaching those proficiency levels that we want them to.
Kennedy sees the increased emphasis on workforce development within Anchorage schools as a component of academic achievement rather than a separate educational track. She says another possible challenge that could confront the school board is where to cut back programs if the state economy continues to weaken.
That's the value, I think, that I bring to the table is just the 6 years of experience that I have had in dealing with the budget and in dealing with trying to meet proficiency levels.
At least two of the four school board seats on the April 7th ballot will be filled by newcomers, although one of the pair is occupied by a two-month appointee. Kennedy has some advice for the winners, and perhaps anyone who is running for a school board seat.
You have to be willing to really understand what's going on in the district because there's just so much diversity from Girdwood to Eklutna. There's just a lot to learn about the different programs, the different needs, the people who are working in the district, the employees, staff members, the children themselves, the community as a whole, and you have to be willing to really set yourself down and go about the work of learning more about the district.
The unopposed Crystal Kennedy also says a board member has to learn how to be a good listener to all sides and then be willing to change if one's first opinions are not really the best option. Also running for the school board but not featured in the KSKA profiles are Seat B candidates Jennifer Lucas, David Boyle, and Stephen Johnson, along with Seat E candidate Michael Lindbeck. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.